If consumers buying insurance on health exchanges have their hearts set on particular hospitals or doctors, they better do their homework. There are only two insurance plans that allow you to go to the NYU Langone Medical Center in Manhattan, but almost all of the 9 insurance plans available in Metro New York let you go to Montefiore in the Bronx. Montefiore executive Kate Rose says that some hospitals have been hesitant to join different insurance networks because of the uncertainty over what kind of people this new coverage could bring in seeking medical care.
Despite that uncertainty, we were able to come to some, you know, good agreements with plans. And then we'll continue to look at these things going forward and see how the market adjusts and plays out.
Both hospitals and insurers are concerned that sick people will flock to the new coverage and healthy ones will stay away. Consumers can go to whatever hospitals and doctors they want, but they can only expect their insurer to pay for it if the provider is in-network. Hospitals and doctors say the insurance plans on the exchanges have been driving a hard bargain, basically offering less money for treatments and tests. If hospitals and doctors don't think the price is right, they don't go into the insurer's network. Dr. Neil Kalman runs the Family Health Institute.
Some of the plans are offering us extremely low rates.
And that's saying a lot. He serves low-income residents of the Bronx.
They claim that they are putting their premiums out on the street at a very low rate to make them affordable. But, you know, we can't afford to see a patient for the same amount of money that a private doctor in their office with one assistant can do.
Kalman accepts 3 plans. Most of the rest wanted to pay him less than what Medicaid reimburses. He's still negotiating with one other insurer. Insurers say they're just trying to keep down costs for customers, which is one of the main goals of Obamacare. Some of the insurance plans on the New York State Exchange cost under $200 a month. Right now, providers and insurers both say everything is new and there's a lot of guesswork. And they expect many changes in the years ahead. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.